The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
So we're joined by Paul C. McCarthy, Chair of the Family Lawyers Association of Ireland, which has an issue with proposed legislation, the Family Courts Bill. Thank you very much, Paul, for joining us. There is a move to send the majority of divorces to the district courts, and you're against that. Why?
So, Matt, thank you very much for inviting me to the studio to speak about this. This involves relationship breakdown and the resolution of people's problems, people who are separating, who are divorcing, whose relationships have broken down, maybe in a cohabiting relationship. And at present, their litigation is primarily resolved at circuit family court level. Divorces and separations involve multifaceted matters, children, accommodation, income, pension, and they can often be very, very complex. The proposal, which has to some extent come out of nowhere in this bill, is that all of those matters will be sent to reallocated to the district court as part of the composition of this new bill.
And what's wrong with that?
So the issue that we have with that, Matt, is that the district court is, first and foremost, it's a summary court.
What does that mean?
That means that matters are dealt with in high turnover. And typically what comes before the district court are single issue family law matters. A domestic violence matter, a maintenance matter, contact with children matters. The district court is vastly overworked, Matt. At the moment, can I just tell you, 85% of all litigation in the state is dealt with in the district court by 36% of the judges. So the Family Lawyers Association, we welcome the bill. Reform, by and large, is good. There are some really good things in this bill. But the issue that we have is that the idea of trying to fix something by reallocating this litigation to the district court is the wrong way to go about it.
Okay, but aren't the majority of separations and divorces now dealt with mediation outside the courts? That basically the courts just do a rubber stamp job. So the district court would be useful for that summary approval of what is agreed in mediation.
Well, I suspect any judge listening to you would say there's no such thing as rubber stamping. This is actually a solemn occasion when one is examining independently whether the arrangements that have come to make proper provision. So there's no question of rubber stamping. And each of these...
Yeah, but most of the difficulties have been ironed out in mediation, haven't they?
Absolutely. Many, many cases that that come ultimately before the court are for rulings of settlement. But I think you need to understand the settlements come typically at the end of a process. And it's the initiation of the process and the journey of that case along the circuit court route with lots of procedures and mechanisms to regulate that, manage that, and bring it to a point where everybody can settle with confidence. That's the settlement part of it. But that, of course, has had a very long tail.
But Paul, how much of this is down to the fact that if you do something at the district court rather than the circuit court, it probably reduces the costs and that what solicitors and barristers can charge would be reduced because it's in the district court rather than the circuit court?
Matt, I knew you were going to raise this, and you're right. You're quite right to. Family law litigation undoubtedly is a huge expense in the capital of a separating couple. But there's absolutely no data whatsoever, no empirical evidence, no analysis produced which suggests that what is proposed in this bill will actually make one whit of difference. In fact, what's likely to happen is, because this district court is so overworked, that what is going to happen is there will be delay upon delay upon delay, and the costs are likely even to be greater.
The taxi meter will keep running,
no,
is it?
No, repeated attendances for futile adjournments because the court is too busy to deal with matters is likely to drive up the costs, not drive them down. We charge as per attendance, per hour, per complexity. All of those costs are well laid out in advance, and where people want the attendance of barristers and solicitors, they will attend.
And very quickly, where is this bill at present?
This is at the third stage in the Shannon. It has not had pre-legislative scrutiny, which is something which I think is very important in all of this. I'm asking the minister to pause. I'm asking to reflect, contact us, speak with us, and let's do something which is better.
Paul C. McCarthy, Chair of the Family Lawyers Association of Ireland, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.